Hello there and welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Thank you for making time to be with us. Hope you can stay for the whole show, if not maybe a good portion of it. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani.
Hey, hello, Jerry. Yes, I'm excited about this topic, and I do hope our Take Two family will stay the entire hour and also call in, because we're talking all about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Month of June is dedicated entirely to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We're going to learn a little bit more about St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, her spiritual director, St. Claude de la Colombière, and how they got this message to the whole world. Thank you, Pope Pius the Ninth, for making this Friday, June 7th, the Feast of the Sacred Heart. So there's so much to talk about, but here's the beauty of it, Jerry. There's so much for us to participate in with deeper prayer, devotion, and acts of charity during this great month of June for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Okay, who loves the Sacred Heart of Jesus? Let's go, you guys. Share how you have taken on this devotion and how it has absolutely been a spiritual game changer. Maybe you have no idea what we're talking about because we have a lot of listeners that aren't Catholic. We encourage you to call in and ask questions about the Sacred Heart. We'll happily answer. Here is the number. Matt Gabinski's waiting for your call. Let's go, you guys. 833-288-3986. Show up big for the Sacred Heart. I always say this, it's very important we show up big for the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the Chaste Heart of Saint Joseph.
Amen. Amen to all of that. So there you go. Debbie has set the table, giving you the phone number. We'll repeat that a few times. 833-288-EWTN, if you want to remember it by the letters of the network. Otherwise, numerically, it's 833-288-3986. If you're like me, and I'm sure Debbie and Marty in their home, I have enthroned the Sacred Heart of Jesus in my home. Debbie and Marty have done the same thing. Maybe you have as well. And it would be beautiful. We can talk about what the enthronement is, what it means. And if you have any, you know, stories you'd like to share about graces you've received that have been, you know, obvious or, you know, evident in your home after consecrating your home and enthroning the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that would, I think, inspire a lot of other people to consider doing that. As we say on the show every day, what you share is going to help fellow members of the Take Two family. So please be early on in this program. Dial up right now. Phone lines are open. Matt is going to take your calls at 833-288-3986.
So like I said, Pope Pius IX established the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus for the Universal Catholic Church to be celebrated the Friday after Corpus Christi. Okay, so that would be this Friday. That's also the first Friday for First Friday devotion. And there are several promises that are made by Jesus to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in the 1600s. Now, she was a young nun, a visitation nun, mystic, and she died in her 40s. So she received these visions. She was one of the only saints, other than, I believe, the Apostle John. She was one of the only saints that was allowed to rest her head on Jesus's heart. So she was allowed to think about that, folks. Isn't that amazing? But there's 12 promises associated with the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the devotion to the Sacred Heart and the First Friday devotions. And we're gonna share those. We'll weave them in and out of the show discussion. But just one I want to share because Jerry brought it up with the enthronement. Okay, one of the promises, devotion to the Sacred Heart, is, and this came from Jesus to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, I will establish peace in their homes. Do you need peace in your home? Okay, I would definitely think you should put the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Twin Hearts, you know, consecrate yourselves daily if you can to the Twin Hearts. It's powerful. But then it goes on the 12th promise, and I'll share that a little later, about Jerry, the mercy, the excessive mercy of his heart, of Jesus's heart, for those that do the First Friday devotions for 9 consecutive months. It is so cool, and I'll share more of that, but that we want to get you guys prepared, because it's in 2 days. So maybe you need to go to confession today or tomorrow, and then you'll go to First Friday Mass and do the 9 consecutive Fridays. But this is a very powerful month, folks. Please weigh in on this. If you have a strong devotion to the Sacred Heart, if you have the Sacred Heart image in your home in a prominent place like I do, and I know Jerry does, please call in and let's talk about what it means to you and how close you have been drawn into Jesus's heart. 833-288-3986.
Maybe you go to a parish called Sacred Heart. We would love to hear how your parish celebrates the Feast of the Sacred Heart or the Enthronement, talks about the Sacred Heart. Share a little bit about that. It's actually the parish my family was were members of when I was born, when I was a child in Seattle at the bottom of Queen Anne Hill, Sacred Heart Church. That is the parish that gave the church my uncle, the Redemptorist priest. And not far from where I am here, I'm in Daytona Beach, Florida, in New Smyrna Beach. There's a Sacred Heart Parish there that's staffed by Redemptorists. So the Sacred Heart seems to be kind of following me around my whole life, which is very, very beautiful. But we would love to hear your accounts, Take Two Family, of the beauty, the importance, the dignity, the benefits, the spiritual help you've received by being devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And what we mean by that, for those completely unfamiliar with it, well, it's all about love. It's God's unconditional, unlimited love for us, which comes to us from, of course, the heart of Jesus on the cross. And so this is one of the most popular devotions in the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. Share your devotion at 833-288-3986.
And think about this, folks. It's so important. You know, we have the documented Eucharistic miracles that was put together by Blessed Carlo Acutis, soon to be Saint Carlo Acutis. And when they examined those Eucharistic miracles that were approved by the church, what part of the miracle of Jesus was it? His heart. Mm-hmm. His heart. The heart muscle. Okay, you see how this is all connected? But there's so many things to be talked about with this devotion. Now, I know we have the month of June dedicated to the Sacred Heart, but think about this. This was in the 1600s, Jerry, that St. Margaret Mary Alacoque received these visions. And then it kind of waned a bit. And then here comes St. Faustina resurrecting the same thing, okay, with the mercy of Jesus' heart. And we have John Paul II connected to all of this. You'll see how we'll connect the dots. Oh, Jerry, how I love church history. It is exciting. This is a great month. I hope our listeners really show up strong for the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Let's do that. Let's really honor our Lord and His Sacred Heart today by having a vibrant, impactful conversation about it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You can post on the social media if you're watching the video on Facebook or YouTube. Hi to you guys. And the email is take2@EWTN.com. We're going to take your calls when we come back. We are your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie, and you are the ones who make the show what it is every day. We've got most of the phone lines filled right now. We'll get to them, but still, I think a couple of lines are available. One of them is accessible to you if you call right now, 833-288-3986, talking about the Sacred Heart of Jesus in this month of June, beautiful month devoted to the Sacred Heart. And we're just asking you to tell about your devotion. Maybe you go to a parish called Sacred Heart. Maybe you have the enthronement done in your home. We can talk about that as well, a lot of things. So please get a hold of us here. And I want to just tell you before we go to your phone calls that you can get the St. Joseph Protector of the Universal Church Rosary. Gorelli has created a beautiful rosary in honor of St. Joseph. It's made of gunmetal, gray polished hermatite beads for the Hail Mary beads and Italian olive wood for the Our Father beads, symbolizing Joseph the carpenter and worker. And the back of the crucifix reads in Latin, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." The centerpiece depicts St. Michael placing St. Peter's Basilica under the protection of Blessed St. Joseph with Mary in the background. Both crucifix and centerpiece have an antique silver finish, and it's available now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping for online orders, $75 or more. And that's in the continental U.S. Just use code FREE when you check out.
Okay, so John, we'll get to you in just a second. We have room for you if you'd like to share your thoughts, your experience of being devoted, truly devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus during this month of June that's dedicated to the Sacred Heart. 833-288-3986. I know we don't do these devotions to get the promises that are attached to them, but you know that's the way our God works. He makes these promises and He is very, very faithful. And so I just want to share a couple more promises before we get to John. The promise number one, Jerry, I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. Number two, I will establish peace in their homes. I said that earlier. Number three, I will comfort them in all their afflictions. Wow. Wait till you hear the rest of these 12 promises, folks. That's only three of the 12. This is huge. This is a big devotion. And so, Jerry, let's hear what John from Edmond, Oklahoma, listening on the EWTN app, has to say. Hey, John, welcome to the program. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. I heard that you guys were talking about the Sacred Heart home enthronement thing, and I just had an experience to share.
Sure.
So I moved into a new apartment approximately 2 years ago, and I carried in, you know, my blessed image of the Sacred Heart and hung it in my bedroom, and that first night when I was trying to go to sleep, I'm sure it was a dream of some kind, but my door to my bedroom was open, and I saw this some kind of image of some kind of spirit enter my room and felt afraid and immediately couldn't speak. I saw this thing, whatever it was, raise its hand, and then I couldn't speak, and somehow I choked out the name of Jesus somehow, and this image looked up and saw my Sacred Heart image and disappeared or walked away or whatever, and has never been back. And I've actually never spoken on a radio show before, but it seemed like an appropriate thing to share, you know, to give glory to God and thanks to Jesus.
Yeah.
So, John, a couple questions. So this was not a new place, a brand new build or anything that you moved into. Other people have lived there in the past, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Okay, so and you were frightened by this encounter, and then when they looked at the Sacred Heart, they disappeared, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And it's never happened again.
No.
Right. Right. Well, you know, it's interesting when I've done a lot of study on the holy angels, right? And so when you're studying the holy angels, obviously you also study the fallen angels as well. And it's interesting. So to me, that kind of sounds like that you had this brief encounter with something that was either, you know, something that was not of God. And, but then when they encountered and you called out the name of Jesus, which was so powerful, and then the Sacred Heart that you're devoted to, and, you know, and that's one of the promises, you know, bringing, he will be there. He will comfort. He will bring peace to the home. He will be with everyone. He will give them, you know, the strength to go through this life. And so I find that beautiful. And I'm sure you probably have sacramentals in the home, like holy water and stuff like that. The other thing that I would do is, and I'm so glad that it didn't reappear in any way, shape or form, but if somehow it is, you know, a soul in purgatory, you know, calling out for some prayers or something of that nature. But it doesn't seem like this would be, because I don't think it would have frightened you like that. But John, I would just encourage you, since you are so devoted to the Sacred Heart, maybe take on just general prayers for the souls in purgatory. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely already do pray for the souls in purgatory, but it's something I can, you know, a devotion I can stick with. But
yeah. Yeah. And also probably have your house blessed too. It's always good to have a house blessing too, in addition to the enthronement. So, but you know, you calling out Jesus, that's the most powerful prayer you can possibly call out. So, I mean, John, I'm just so pleased that you were able to, like you said, you kind of just got that out there, and that is so powerful. And that's really all we can do as Christians, is to call on the name of Jesus. Right, Jerry?
Philippians 2, 10 and 11, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So,
right
on, amen. The name, powerful name of Jesus.
Yeah, and keep that Sacred Heart image close to you, John. I love it.
Absolutely. So, thank you all.
God bless you, John. Thanks for the call.
I feel the same way about the Sacred Heart image, same way as John.
Yeah.
It's so true. I mean, the protection, the peace, the sense of calm and just knowing that Jesus, because he says in that one of his promises that he blesses everywhere the image is, he blesses. That's big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 833-288-3986 is the number to be on the program today. We're talking about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Ryan is waiting next in Charleston, South Carolina, watching on YouTube. Hi, Ryan, and everybody watching the video.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is about the devotion to the Sacred Heart along with the devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows. And I don't have the graces that are listed in front of me, but from my experience or from my memory, some of the graces are the same or very similar mm-hmm. that are given for both devotions. And so my question is, what would be like the benefit, not phrase that bad, but what would be like, should I do both? Would mm-hmm. it be bad to stop the Our Lady of Sorrows if I'm doing this devotion mm-hmm. as well? Or, yeah, that's basically my question in a nutshell.
It's a great question.
Yeah, it is a fantastic question, mm-hmm. Ryan, one that probably is on the minds and hearts of a lot of the Take-Two family. So like we say, you know, what you call and comment or question on is going to help other people. I would just say continue with both of those, mm-hmm. you know, beautiful devotions, the Sacred Heart. Obviously, it's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his mother, the mother of God, Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows. I would say something, and then I would qualify it. I would say, you know, the more the better in terms of devotions, but what I would qualify that by saying we don't just pile one devotion on top of another. I'm not saying you're doing this, Ryan, but I'm just saying, you know, we need to have, you know, as Father Mitch Pacwa says, our meat and potatoes, you know, Bible, Scripture, tradition, the catechism in our faith lives and in our prayer lives. Mm-hmm. But then after that, you know, there's really no limit, Debbie, to the number of devotions mm-hmm. we can take on. And, you know, we can't do all of them. There's probably thousands of them out there in the Catholic world. But Ryan's on to a couple of really good ones, I think.
Oh, I totally agree. Ryan, if you're able to do it where it doesn't overwhelm you, if it was me, I would definitely keep the Our Lady of Sorrows and the Sacred Heart, because the Twin Hearts, there's such a complete sense of a devotion to God, and I love that. But I just wanted to say this. You're not asking this, but maybe somebody's listening who maybe is doing like three or four devotions, and they want to let some go and go to the Sacred Heart or something of that nature. It's not a sin. It's not wrong to put some of the devotions on the shelf and then devote your time and attention to another devotion, because the devotions speak to us at different times in our spiritual life. So Our Lady of Sorrows is very powerful in a unique way. And yes, the promises are similar. However, it's a different angle of life, because we're going to go through a lot of trials and tribulations. We're going to go through a lot of problems. So Our Lady of Sorrows and getting close to Our Lady is very, very important, who points us to her son. But we understand better suffering and all sorts of areas. And then the Sacred Heart is in that ocean of mercy. So if you put the two together, you have that's something that's very complete, in my opinion. What do you say to that, Ryan?
No, that makes a lot of sense. I didn't think of it like that. I just mm-hmm. I was wondering about, you know, putting one to the side for a while, and, you know, I kind of felt bad about that, like saying maybe the Divine Mercy, you know, another devotion, the Rosary, like stop and doing that for a while to do a different devotion. I just was wondering, like, is that bad or not? You explained that pretty well.
Right. Not at all. But I will tell you something, though, maybe this is for everyone else listening as well. If you're going to only do one devotion outside of going to Mass and going to adoration and It would be the rosary. Go pray the rosary. The rosary is the most powerful, most important. We know that from exorcists. We know that from all sorts of theologians and other people that are trained in that area to realize the efficacy of the rosary for us. And it really does unite us. Then we can add on as time permits, and that it's calling us to a deeper devotion. We shouldn't have to feel guilty or feel like we're sinning if we move something aside to take on something else. But here's the beauty of the Sacred Heart, the images of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Twin Hearts. You can enthrone your home, put the images in a prominent place, and you do have that devotion. You don't necessarily have to do all the daily prayers, consecration, and everything. So like I have the Sacred Heart image in our home. And I now Marty and I do the First Friday devotion, but I mean, if we didn't, we are still devoted to the Sacred Heart. So you see how it kind of expands, Ryan?
Yeah, I do. That's a very, very great explanation.
Yeah, thank you. That's my religious education days. Many years, 25 years, Ryan. So thank you so much. And God bless you. That's, you know, the fact that you're devoted to the Twin Hearts, or you want to get deeper into the Sacred Heart, that's huge. It's a spiritual game changer, Ryan. You're never going to be the same after the Twin Hearts.
Thank you. I can certainly use it.
All right. Amen. God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in from Charleston there in South Carolina. That will make another line open here momentarily at 833-288-3986. We're prepping you for the Feast of the Sacred Heart, actually the month of the Sacred Heart here in the month of June, mm-hmm. asking if you have a particular devotion to Jesus and his Sacred Heart, 833-288-3986. Maybe, as I said, maybe you go to a parish by that name. You know, and it's a lot of people probably had that question, Debbie, about they might think, you know, I don't have the time, you know, to mm-hmm. do the rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the devotion to the Sacred Heart. Well, you know, do it at different times of the day, because my guardian angel almost always wakes me up during the hour of mercy, 3 a.m., so I do a couple chaplets and then go back to sleep. I usually pray my rosary during the day, sometimes often when I'm driving around, then I go to Mass, of course, and then I work in maybe some other devotions as well. So it doesn't have to be, overwhelming if we kind of spread it out like that, mm-hmm. but if somebody has the time, then I suppose if they want to take an hour or two out of their day, back-to-back hours, they can do it that way.
Well, you nailed it. And I was just going to say too that going back to the images, have the image of Divine Mercy. See, as you can see, I have it showing up to our YouTube and Facebook, the Divine Mercy image. Have the Divine Mercy image up in your home, in your office space, so you can remember. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe you can take 1 or 2 minutes to remember the hour of mercy. You don't necessarily have to do the whole entire chaplet, but remember, it's very important. Same with the Sacred Heart image in a prominent place in your home, or the Twin Hearts, or the Three Hearts, the Chaste Heart of St. Joseph. Having the image in a prominent place shows that you care. So that's why I was going to say not to overwhelm folks with devotions, because I will tell you, devotionals can be round the clock all day long. And you could have a sense of Catholic guilt going, oh no, I didn't say this today. But I would definitely say if you're going to pick one, make it the rosary, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there is an unhealthy approach to devotions as well. And that is you're doing, you know, like I said earlier, piling one on top of the other, thinking it's sort of this, magic formula. I mean, they do have the promises associated with them, and we should be eager to ask God for those promises. But just simply, you know, piling one devotion onto another versus, you know, maybe at the expense of, you know, going to daily Mass or praying the rosary or things like that. I think we just need to be careful, you know, so that we don't get superstitious about them either. But
totally agree.
Wendy's watching on YouTube. Hi there, Wendy, and the rest of you. Wendy says, my mom's favorite devotion was to the Sacred Heart. She was buried on the Feast of the Sacred Heart.
Wow.
Beautiful. She plugged in each night her lighted Sacred Heart picture that was mm-hmm. in the center of our home. Mm-hmm. How wonderful, Wendy. You got a great example of that from your mother. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that just, I could feel the Holy Spirit on that one. That's amazing. Okay, when we come back, more of your calls. Jump in, please. There's an open phone line, 833-288-3986, talking all about the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
We are loving this conversation today because it is about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and His Sacred Heart of love for all of us. And we are prepping for the Feast of the Sacred Heart coming up on Friday, and this is the entire month is dedicated to the Sacred Heart. So we hope that you would like to weigh in on this beautiful, glorious conversation by calling 833-288-3986. We will go back to your phone calls. Robert and Karen, hang on. Marie got in just before you in Glendale, Arizona, watching on YouTube this morning for Marie in Glendale. Good morning, Marie. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've always been devoted to the Sacred Heart, even as a youngster. And when I was a teenager, I remember when I lived in New York, there was a store called John's Bargain Store, and that's the only thing. I bought my first Sacred Heart image there for a quarter back in
beautiful.
The 50s.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have several images in my house of the Sacred Heart, and I just memorize most, part of the novena. I say it every day. And when I heard you was talking about the Sacred Heart, I was very excited. I love the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. It's a very unique devotion, Marie. I totally agree with you. And you growing up in New York, I grew up in New Jersey. You know, we saw Sacred Heart images everywhere. The images were around us. And I don't know back then, I don't know if you felt it, Marie, you said at a young age you got the image, but I don't know if we appreciated it that much because it was all around us. Now people would have to go and search and get a Sacred Heart image or download it get it up from online and print it out or go to a gift store and get a Sacred Heart image and have it blessed. But I agree with you, Marie. It was something that I got to see early on as a child. I couldn't quite understand it, the image with the blazing, burning heart. I couldn't quite understand it. But as you said about the novena and the prayers associated with it, it's like an enlightenment happens where you start to get very, very close to the heart. It's a heart-to-heart connection. Would you say that, Marie?
I can't resist it. I missed the first couple of minutes of your show because the Sacred Heart Novena show popped up on YouTube. So I missed the first couple of minutes of your show, and then I can't resist it. I have to say it every time it comes in front of me.
Right. Right, because it's a heart-to-heart connection. The beauty of it, Marie, before we let you go, I just want to share this for our listeners, a little bit of church history. So St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, when she received the visions from our Lord about promoting the Sacred Heart, you know, back then in the 1600s, they were only receiving communion like once a year during the Easter duty, right? And so he was asking for more frequent reception of the Holy Eucharist, right? And then the promises that are attached to it. Well, then, like I said, it started to wane, and then here comes Saint Faustina with Divine Mercy. They're all connected. If you look at the promises, the messages, they're all connected. And then you've got, thank you, dear Lord, for John Paul II, who promoted everything. I mean, thank goodness that he understood how we needed to get very close and intimate with Jesus's heart, because he promoted everything. As a matter of fact, he's the one who canonized St. Margaret Mary's spiritual director, who actually took it outside of the convent, the monastery walls, because she was a cloistered nun, took it outside to the world. St. Claude de la Colombiere was canonized by John Paul II. So you see all the connection and how important it is for us today, Marie?
Yeah. And there's a new Jesus movie coming out today in Arizona, which my friends are going to take me to see. I'm looking forward to seeing that, too.
On the Eucharist, yeah.
On the Eucharist,
Jesus,
yeah.
Thirst. Yeah, in fact, a number of the parochial vicar at the parish here where I am, Father Edgar Serrano, took a lot of his altar servers and a whole big group of people to see it yesterday. I'm hoping to go see it tomorrow because it's only in theaters here yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So, Marie, if you see the movie, call us back and let us know what you think, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you,
God bless
Marie.
You, Marie.
Yes, God bless you. Beautiful call.
Yeah.
But did you realize, don't you love that, to connect everything? That's why I love, and John Paul II is one of our powerhouse saints that we pray to before every show. But don't you just love that John Paul II, he knew what we needed in the universal church, and he took it far and wide. And now we have, if you think about it, we have the Divine Mercy image in every church around the world. See, this is the Sacred Heart. It's all connected.
Yeah, as we were talking a moment ago, I was just thinking about, you know, can you imagine just being Jesus in heaven, thinking, kind of looking at the calendar, or, you know, going, well, let's see, it's almost time for me to raise up St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Now it's time for me to raise up St. Faustina. Now it's time for me to raise up John Paul II, you know, just be, you know, prophetic heroes of the faith and of whatever Jesus wants to impart to the world. So
absolutely.
Beautiful stuff. Okay, as promised, Robert up next in Winchester, Virginia, listening on the EWTN app. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Thanks for your patience. Welcome.
How are you today?
Pretty well, pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you.
Good, yeah. So what do you have for us, Robert?
Well, I wanted to share that my parish church here in Winchester, Virginia, is the Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish Church, and this is the second year, this one Friday, the Day of the Sacred Heart, we celebrate, that we're having a big parish festival, a lot of food, the Knights of Columbus, a lot of volunteers are helping out, you know, rides, balloon slides and stuff for the children, so it's a big planning effort, a big thing, so I just wanted to share that with you all. And, you know, just to let the world know that, you know, we take the Sacred Heart very seriously, you know, and I take it personally very seriously, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I bet you do. You know, those promises of the Sacred Heart, devotion to the Sacred Heart, they apply, they extend to a parish that is named after the Sacred Heart. So you're living in you have a parish that is extremely blessed. Well, all parishes are, but you know what I'm talking about, Robert, that it's extremely blessed. And then if you have an image of the Sacred Heart in your home, wow, you are just really taking in the fullness of the devotion. I love that.
And in addition to the Sacred Heart, I've had many years devotion to the Divine Mercy. Mm-hmm. So I've got an image of that. And so I guess that image over the years has drawn me from Jesus to me. And now I'm going back to Jesus and pondering his Sacred Heart from where that mercy comes from.
Wow.
You get it, Robert. He obviously gets exactly what you were just talking about, Debbie, the connections between Sacred Heart of Jesus and Divine Mercy and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Robert, you're blessed. I hope you have a beautiful time at the festival.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
For the call.
That was so much fun. We need to go to Virginia and go to that festival.
Yeah, yeah. And I forgot, actually, when I was mentioning earlier the connections I've had with the Sacred Heart. My parish was Sacred Heart in Palm Desert, California for a few years when I lived there.
Oh, that's
as
right.
You remember, yeah.
That's
you and
right.
Marty came and visited, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have another connection. So we're interviewing a dear friend of ours who's in faith and film, and Father Darren Merlino. And he was the pastor of Sacred Heart Parish in Prescott, Arizona.
There you go.
I love the connections there. Okay, just real quickly, Karen, hold on. I want to just share this, Jerry, real fast. So promise number four, I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. Five, I will bestow, listen to this, folks, I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Six, sinners will find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Seven, lukewarm souls shall become fervent, and fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. Mm. Wow. I mean, you're talking, these are like supreme promises.
They are. Talking about the Sacred Heart of Jesus today, the solemnity is Friday this year. It's coming up in a couple days, and the entire month devoted to the Sacred Heart. So what would you like to share from your heart about our Lord's Sacred Heart? 833-288-3986. Okay, Karen, as promised, is next in Connecticut, listening on Veritas Catholic Radio. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome.
This is kind of ironic because I'm standing in front of the bust that I have of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I have an electric boat of light on constantly. And I also have a card in front of me with the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart. So where she left off, the next one, number 9, I will bless every place in which an image of my Sacred Heart is exposed and honored. So this image that's in front of me, it says on it, it's engraved, I will bless every place where an image of my heart shall be exposed and venerated. This is giving me chills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the timing here. So I want to say that also I wear a Sacred Heart badge near my heart every day. Mm-hmm. And my family and I, 25 years ago, we consecrated ourselves to the Sacred Heart. There's a framed picture with all our names, you know, that we wrote on there.
Nice.
And I do have a lot of images of the Sacred Heart, but I also have, like, the ones that have the Immaculate Heart of Mary right next to them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, both the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart.
Beautiful.
But, you know, just looking at the Sacred Heart, you know, knowing that his heart is on fire with love for us, I mean, you know, it's just so obvious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is,
oh,
yeah.
Karen, we so agree. He's trying every which way to connect to us. I mean, if all we have to do is, again, put the puzzle pieces together, connect the dots, just like, it's so beautiful, Karen, that I was going to read Promise Number 9, but something told me to stop. I believe it was the Holy Spirit, because you picked right up and you shared it. God is connecting everything for us as the body of Christ. And if you look at the Eucharistic miracles, you know, so many of them over the centuries, and all these devotions to get us intimately connected with him, he's trying every which way to connect to us. And he's giving us and showing us his heart with the promises that are attached to it. And I love that you're sharing that, Karen. And when, as you were saying that it, you know, reading Promise Number 9, Promise Number 9, I will bless every place in which the image of my heart is exposed and honored. I felt the same thing. I could feel the Holy Spirit. But I would just love for folks to really understand that, because I think there's a lot of families that they have inherited a grandparent's image, a parent's image that has passed away, and they don't realize the power of the devotion to that Sacred Heart. Right, Jer?
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's something we're trying our best here to promote it worldwide. And Karen, you have really been immersed in the Sacred Heart for a long, long time, it sounds like.
Right. And when I put on my Sacred Heart badge, I say, "Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, make my heart like unto thine."
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. That's a daily consecration. And that's the other thing too, if folks, if people are listening to us right now and you're saying, well, what do I do? I want to do what Karen did. I want to do, you know, have an image. All you have to do is print an image online, print it, you know, or buy an image, have it blessed, bring it into your home, say the prayers, do the enthronement prayers, do the daily consecration prayers. All the prayers are online, and just really just start to develop that relationship with Jesus's heart. What do you say, Jer?
Well, Karen, you just said it. You said, make my heart like unto thine, Jesus. And what that means is we are not just focused on Jesus with our love. Then what we do after that is we focus on others as well. If our heart becomes like him, we will love our neighbor and our families and the entire world in a much more powerful, fervent way, and pray for people more regularly, I think. So, Karen, thank you for a great contribution to the conversation today. We appreciate you being on with us here from Connecticut. Hope that you will call again anytime. Pray for us, too, when you pray to the Sacred Heart. We'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Karen. And yes, go to EWTNRC.com. I'm a positive. They have tons of Sacred Heart images. EWTNRC.com. Thank you again, Karen. But Jerry, I just want to make sure we don't run out of time. So Karen shared Promise Number 9. Number 10 is, I will give the priest. Oh, Jerry, listen, you'll love this. I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. Number 11, those who shall promote the devotion shall have their names written in my heart. So we're promoting it right now today, folks. So let's hope we get written in his heart. And then 12 is the final promise. It's, I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays, 9 consecutive months, the grace of final perseverance that shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. And that's coming up this Friday. What a great way to start that devotion this Friday for the first of 9. Wow. Powerful.
Speaking of priests, real quickly, today is the ordination anniversary of 2 of our very own priests at EWTN. It is Father Dominic Mary and Father Miguel Marie, who were ordained on this day in 2004. So congratulations, Debbie, and many, many blessings to Father Dominic Mary and Father Miguel Marie. Mm-hmm. We love all the priests at EWTN.
Yes, we do. Wonderful. Okay, Mike in Ohio is listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. Hi, Debbie. Hi, Jerry. I had a couple things. So, I guess I call it my confusion, but it's a good confusion. So, I went to St. Stanislaus in Rochester, New York, which is a beautiful church, and there's a huge mural of Margaret Mary Ella Koch. But at the time, the mural has something light emanating from Jesus' heart. So I told my niece, I said, oh, wow, it's a Polish prayer, so that must be Faustina. I said, and then she goes, no, it's not. That's Margaret Mary Ella Koch. And so, in other words, I'm mixing the two up, which is what you're basically saying there. They have the same message.
Mm-hmm.
And and then the other thing was I mixed up. So a lot of times I'll say a Sacred Heart parish, and I get mixed up. Was that Blessed Sacrament or Sacred Heart? Because I look at it as the same thing. Mm-hmm. Because, like you were, I think, saying earlier, the heart tissue of Jesus in these Eucharist miracles, it's always heart tissue.
Right.
And that's his Sacred Heart. So the Blessed Sacrament is his Sacred Heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's all connected. Absolutely. Absolutely, Mike. I'm so glad you made that connection for all of us and just shared that, because I think sometimes when we look at or we dive deeply into a relationship with our Lord, we kind of piecemeal it a bit. We focus on something and then we don't realize that it is all connected. It is all from the very beginning. Okay, when Jesus walked this earth, it's all from the very beginning, because it's just like with Eucharistic miracles. Like, we only hear about the miracles that happened in the last couple centuries, right? But they were happening early on in the early church. And so everything is it's a continuum. It's a connection, and it's our God trying to connect with us and for us to try and connect with him. That's why I in almost all my talks, Mike and Jerry, I always bring up John 15, because it is the vine and the branches. It is what Carlo Acutis had at his beatification mass. He knew it. He knew how to connect in 15 years. God just wants us to remain in him, remain in his love, remain connected to his heart. That's why I believe he allowed St. Margaret Mary Ella Koch to rest her head on his beating heart. Think about that for a moment. I mean, what an extraordinary position she was in to get to it. That's how close he wants to feel with all of us. What do you say, Mike?
I say that's absolutely amazing. And just, I'm glad you had this today, because I moved my Sacred Heart Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary to a more prominent spot in my house just today. And I want to get a more permanent pictures of them. I think I have my right next to my Jesus, I Trust in You, and I got the statue of Mary, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I have a crucifix, and I have a nice candle here. So all in one little area. But I'd like to get some better stuff. But having these things as reminders is so important.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes,
absolutely. Well, praise God, you know. Another one, Mike, you're another one who obviously has this strong devotion. And how beautiful that you moved the two hearts into a more prominent place in your home today. That's going to bring many more graces into your life, Mike. That will be our prayer for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful call. We're getting such great calls with deep devotions to the Sacred Heart. I love this, Jerry. You see how I get super excited talking about this. I've been talking about it now for a week now. We talked about it on the Spirit World last Saturday. Mm-hmm. I can't stop talking about it. I just want everybody to dive deeply, because I know it's been such a game changer for me. I want it to be for others as well.
Yeah. Take two with Jerry and Debbie and you, talking about the Sacred Heart today. And next up is Mary in San Antonio, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Mary, good to have you on the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Oh, great. I'm cradle Catholic, and I've always known about, you know, the devotion to the Sacred Heart. I have one question. When did this devotion begin? And in realizing, I have a family member who has same-sex attraction. And ever since then, when I found out that, you know, I was more aware that this month was for the Sacred Heart, it made me you know, come to that devotion even more, because I know that, you know, I don't know, do you think that the Lord, you know, had this all along in June, because this was coming, that, you know, this so-called Pride Month was going to want to take over the month of June, and I do, you know, make sure that I put that out, you know, to especially my Catholic friends who think it's okay, and but I put out there, because we are Catholic, that it is the month of the Sacred Heart, and we should more fervently pray to the Sacred Heart for mercy and a change back to devotion.
Well, one quick thing I want to say, because you just brought my, you jogged my attention, the Litany of the Sacred Heart, that's another powerful prayer we should enter into, because the Litany allows us to deeply enter into the devotion. But you were talking, Mary, real quickly about when the devotion started. Obviously, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque was in the 1600s, and I shared that, you remember, she was a cloistered nun. So they did not really allow her to do what Jesus asked her to do. So her spiritual director, who is now Saint Claude de la Colombiere, he took it outside of the monastery and he spread it far and wide. But it wasn't until, Jerry, are you looking at the dates? Because it's 1856 is when Pope Pius IX dedicated to the Universal Church the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which that was the idea, is Jesus told Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque to have it be the dedicate the Friday after Corpus Christi. So it's very interesting. So he was very specific on what he wanted. So this has been around for a long time, but actually came into a real understanding and papal approval only in the early, like, 1900s, okay? Because and she was canonized, I believe, in the 1920s, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. And then, of course, John Paul II canonized St. Claude, who actually got it out to the world. So that's the one part, unless Jerry has different dates. But as you're talking about Pride Month, let me just share something, Mary. Anything that God... anything that is not really of God, okay, will take on and twist anything that is of God. There's always that type of kind of reversal of things. So you'll see that a lot in the world. So when the world comes into play and wants to diminish what God has put forth, they will sometimes overwhelm what is a Christian symbol or a Christian devotion or a Christian understanding and try to twist it. So it's a very common practice, and the world is very loud, and so that's why we need to keep teaching the truth of Jesus. What do you say, Jerry?
Well, I would agree with everything you said. I mean, whether or not you know, it was chosen, the Sacred Heart was chosen as the month for LGBTQ Pride Month. I mean, whether it was a conscious decision or not, we may never know. But I agree with you completely that, you know, things of God are sacred, and you know, those who hate God or those who, you know, want to maybe promote a different agenda other than a godly one. You know, I mean, look at Christmas, how it's, you know, hijacked by you know, secular commercial, you know. Enterprises and all that. Easter, same thing. So I think, you know, we can always expect that the very important, what we need to do is make our voices heard, like we're doing today on this show.
Exactly.
And you, the Take Two family, are doing, because it is for us the month of the Sacred Heart, and we need to proclaim that loudly and proudly and boldly and without any shame or anything, because we are people of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Anyway, Mary, I think you got us both going.
What do you say, Mary?
I think that's really good, and it helps me a lot, because I did have some Catholic guilt as far as, like, I've always, you know, I've never really had a devotion to the Sacred Heart. But, you know, everything, God, you know, put everything for a reason for me in my life. And I like to ask all the listeners if they would pray for me, because I am going to be needing a double lung transplant. Oh. And if they could just ask the Holy Spirit to help me through that.
Yes.
Absolutely. We'll put you in the book. Will you keep us posted, Mary?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, go to the Sacred Heart, absolutely, the Twin Hearts. Go to the Three Hearts, the Chaste Heart of St. Joseph as well, Mary. Anything you can do to bring them as close to you as possible, especially as you're going through this major surgery.
Mm-hmm. All right, to Esperanza and Sheila, and there are others on the line. You hear that music. That means the end of our live show today. Debbie and I will be actually, after the show, taping a show with Father Darren Merlino, our good mm-hmm. friend, about faith in the movies and Hollywood and all of that. That'll be airing on an upcoming holiday. So pray for our taping coming up right after this live show. But Debbie, it's been another great conversation with the Take-Two family.
I so agree. Thank you to the show team. You guys did great. Charles and Michael and Matt and the Take-Two family, the affiliates that carry the show, thank you so very much. Tomorrow, we're talking summer plans. You got to tell us all the details of your summer activities. We want to hear them all because we're interested. That's tomorrow. St. Boniface is the saint of today, so we ask for his prayers. And until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.